You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Abraham Holid et Yitzhak. So now, there's an interesting insight. Actually, the Pasuk is very mind-boggling. What does it mean? Abraham Holid et Yitzhak. How could it be such a thing? But here we can learn as the attribute of Abraham Avinu. What do we know about Abraham Avinu? Ish what? He was a man of kindness. But his character, how do you explain his character?
Generous.
Right. Beside doing chesed. Because he says in the Torah, Ve'heimin ba'ashem ve'yachsheveh ha-sedaka. Remember the pasuk? It says, Ve'heimin ba'ashem ויחשבה סדקה. What does that mean? So Abraham actually was a great, great ma'amin. He had such a emunah to Ribono Shel Olam through his life. In all the stories that we see about him, like going to war with four great kings, go to Mitzrayim, and all of these things. So he was a very, very great, faithful. What does Yitzchak represent? Yitzchak? Gevurah. Gevurah. When you hear Yitzchak, what does it remind you?
Sechok.
Right, laughter, happiness. So now here, Pasuk says, Ve'Abraham holid et Yitzchak. What does that mean? That means what Abraham is, it ends up, it brings about, it drives to Yitzhak. So we can learn from here that when you have emunah, you're happy. Abraham holid et Yitzhak. Understand? That means the cause that you're able to be a happy person is have faith. So that means you cannot tell somebody, how come you're not happy? You have to tell them, how come you don't have emunah? So that means if you're not happy, that means you lack of emunah. But obviously he's going to tell you, what are you telling me? I always say Baruch Hashem. I always say Gamsa Letova. What do you mean I don't have emunah? But here we learn a very important thing. That it could be your Baruch Hashem and Gamze Lotova absolutely Olavi. Yeah.
And he's not smiling and
he's
not happy.
I'm
sorry? That's why it's
Olavi. No, we all have this lack of, you know, solid emunah. That goes without saying. You know, but the point matter here is, do you know who your mailman is? You don't know? Do you like the mailman in general?
Only when he brings in checks.
Ah, so you don't like him all the time. No. If he if he puts checks in your mailbox, you like him. But if he puts bills in there, Chas v'shalom, no, the letters, Hashem Yerachem, you know, that they call you, you never know, you should not know where to go. Chas v'shalom, God forbid, you know, people came to hire a lawyer, God forbid. So, you're not going to like him. You only like him. So, you know, this attitude that we have is not, you know, Elif Havdalot, no comparison, is exactly just like loving Hashem. When he sends us check, we like him. But if he sends us bills, so no. Sorry?
Wrong address.
Yeah, no, that's what people do, yeah. send it back to sender. So now here it says, Abraham holidayed Yitzhak. When you have emunah, so that means you can be a happy person. But if you're not happy, that means you don't have emunah. So now here, to find out why I'm not happy, you have to say, why I don't have emunah. That means you have to work on your emunah. I mean, to practice just fake smile doesn't work. It's not going to work. You have to learn to be a ma'amin. As we learned, no matter what color the balloon is, it goes up. Either it's white or red or pink. Especially black. So you cannot say, you know, it's black and don't go up. You have no choice. You have no choice. So that means in life, even though that sometimes becomes bothersome and aggravating, but the main matter that you should not forget, I'm a balloon. Hala is black or red or, you know, jigari and all this color. It doesn't matter. You're a balloon. You have to go up. And then, it's like this, this is like this, he's acting like this, this is, they do this. So what? Why, you lose your identity because happen to be black? But you're a balloon. So what difference does that make, you know, if what color you are? And that's what we have to work on. Abraham, Holid, Edisal. Emunah brings happiness. If you lack of happiness because you lack of emunah, there's a shortage here. Just like other things, you know, people, it's very interesting. You know, today they have such a hobby. They keep ordering. You know, they get on the line and order. When they come home, they have to jump from the boxes. So now here, you know, when you feel something, there's a shortage, all of a sudden you have to order. So now it's very interesting that people, they never look in that, you know, I have a shortage of emunah, so I have to order. You have to order emunah. You have to order the emunah.
It comes in the box or the bag?
Say?
The emunah comes in the box or in the bag?
No, there's no box and there's no bag. No. It's like the air. It's your oxygen. And when you have the oxygen, that's it. Everything's done. The main ingredient, you have to realize that you need the emunah, and then when the emunah is there, and you become a happy person, everything automatically flows, the gums. But if you see things are stuck and it's not flowing, because you don't have simcha, and why you don't have simcha? Because you don't have emunah. There's no emunah. Yeah. Hashem is like, you know, is that Hashem to be ma'amin, b'nei ma'aminim.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.